I am talking today to Craig Mauger. He's the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, which investigates the role of money in politics. Craig, you recently wrote a piece looking at the ways that lawmakers are using nonprofits to accept undisclosed financial contributions. You start the piece off with an anecdote about Senator Mike Nofs, who in 2016 helped create legislation to overhaul Michigan's energy laws. And in 2017, right after passing that, a nonprofit that is connected to Nofs took $20,000. And I'm wondering if you can talk about what we know about where that money came from.
Yeah, so this $20,000 that was described as, quote, grants or other assistance came from another nonprofit that was connected to one of the state's largest energy utilities, DTE Energy.
This certainly raises questions about conflicts of interest. Have you talked to Senator Nofs since about those contributions?
Yes, Senator Nofs, and I'll give him a lot of credit, he was one of the few lawmakers that we reached out to who was willing to talk about his use of a nonprofit organization. And he said that he uses the nonprofit to do positive things in his community, like put on events for veterans there or send students to summer camp that need help funding their tuition for summer camp. And about this contribution, he said very specifically, no special considerations were given as part of the energy overhaul package. And his evidence was this energy overhaul package passed with wide majorities in both the House and the Senate. And he said, I followed the rules. And if people don't like what the rules are, they should go out there and get the rules changed.
Do we know for sure how Senator Nofs was using those funds?
We do not know for the wide majority of these accounts specifically where the dollars are going or ending up. If it was a campaign finance organization or a candidate's campaign, they would have to disclose and report how they spend every dollar that they take in just about. For these entities, if they spend less, if they raise less than $50,000 in a year, they don't really have to say anything about where their money's coming from or how they're spending it. If they raise more than $50,000 in a year, they have to file a tax report that indicates a little bit about where the money went. Like it might say we spent $80,000 on, quote, conferences and meals. So they're kind of broad categories, and within those categories, it's kind of impossible to tell a lot about where the money is actually going. So we're really left, if the lawmakers are willing to say anything, we're left to trusting the lawmakers about what they're doing with the money.
In your reporting, you said you were able to connect a majority of the lawmakers serving in 2018 to nonprofit organizations like this. Can you talk about maybe how you did that, how you were able to draw these connections between lawmakers and nonprofits?
Yeah, definitely. So the way we went about defining the connections is there are a number of corporations that disclose their corporate political giving. These are contributions that the corporations themselves are saying, this is political, and we're making these contributions at the, quote, state level in Michigan and other states. So we'd get these names of these entities that the corporations say are political. Then we would start researching every one of these entities.
I mean, does this mean that essentially that corporations are better at accounting for where this money is going than the lawmakers are at accounting for the money that's coming in?
That is a great question. I think corporations, especially these international corporations, very large corporations, are under increasing pressure from shareholders to be open about what they're doing with money that they're spending on politics in one way or another. And it's almost as if the corporations are feeling more pressure to be responsible to their shareholders than our public servant lawmakers are feeling and being responsible to the people who are electing them to represent them in the legislature. These corporations don't have to disclose these political contributions that they're making. They're choosing to do that. These lawmakers don't have to disclose the contributions they're taking in through these accounts, and almost all of them are choosing not to be open about where they're getting money for these type of efforts.
All right, Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for the time.